Now, when the temperature hits you, just get a Fujitsu. It's Australia's favourite air. We're going to talk about what's hot. What's hot, Socky, this week, have you seen?
I'd have to say my favourite would be the Doggies win. Mick Potter coming in and turning that around. That would be my number one out of the list. Yourself,
you got that's any? Unbelievable. Appy Coruscant's hot. I'm pumped to see him play for New South Wales. Mick Potter, as you mentioned, is hot. Benji Marshall won Celebrity Apprentice. He's hot.
Yeah. I didn't watch that TV, if I'm being brutally honest. You watch any of the Celebrity Apprentice there, Brooks? Was that in your
house? I was changing channels, I sort of got a good grasp of him dominating the competition.
D-grade celebrities at their finest. So, yeah, well done to Benji.
Oh, gee, I tell you, we're going to get to what's not in a minute. You whacking people and cities. Max Verstappen, another win. He's hot. The Colorado Avalanche. So have they won today? I saw the game.
3-1, 3-2 against the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are going for the three-peat.
Jeez, Tampa Bay's overachieving, aren't
they? It's a huge ice hockey town, Tampa Bay, in Florida.
Yeah.
No, they were an expansion team back in the early 90s because just wanted to get down to Florida. And they had a bit of a dusty period 10 years ago, drafted all these stars, and now they're reaping all the benefits.
There was a good biff, wasn't there? Was there a good?
I saw it
was a massive biff. Because, you know, that's one of the few sports now where they just let them get the gloves off and just get on with it.
And fighting's been key in the playoffs because you play that team the next game. Yeah. So you might be down 4-0. This is when I was living over there. You see it when they play a team back-to-back.
The gloves are off.
If it's 4-0, let's say, you'll go send out the fourth line, which is your goon line.
Cattle dog.
And off the face-off, it'll just be boom, gloves down, boom, they'll just
send
have a
the
fight.
Goons out.
They'll try and win a fight just to go, I got a bit of masculinity. Like, you know, we got the up. We might be 4-0 up there, but I just got you in a KO on the ice. And then that might start the...
downfall.
The swing back, you know, like they might get a couple of goals and then
tactical ploy.
So the playoffs, it's been a thing that they do. Mm. And the Colorado Avalanche, they were formerly Quebec. They were the French Canadian team, moved down in the 90s as well because they wanted to expand into America a bit more. And they haven't been a good team for quite some time. So this is, they're up and about, the people in Denver.
There's a good Rort story about one of the hockey league teams. There was a bloke who had nothing and he came in and bought one of the teams, didn't he?
Oh, is this the bad sport one?
And his son ran it?
Yeah. Based loosely on The Sopranos, they said that family then spawned the TV series The Sopranos.
That's
so they were basically a bunch
got
of
Got Michael
mugs.
Rupp, the New Jersey Devil, to come play season. Play.
That's right.
When the lockout happened.
Getting the sugar cane in his prime to go and play third grade clubby football and just belt people and score 25 tries a season.
can I suggest what's going to be hot this weekend, boys? We've seen Tonga in the rugby league come up as this sort of the fourth in line. I think this week could be a huge week for the Samoan side. So they got a game against the Cook Islands, as we all know. The Cook Islands probably will struggle. Yeah. Not many NRL experience there. But come the end of the year, if they have a huge win on Saturday, a bit of momentum, they get some more players back the World Cup. You've got the Luai, the To'o, Basil Malawi, Papali'i. If they
got
come
a gun
back,
side.
If they got a gun side. I was listening to a podcast last night. Willie Mason was talking. And he was saying that if Parrish goes, more of those players are likely to turn out for Samoa at the end of the year.
Is that right?
So, and he's Samoan. He's sort of close to the players. I was like, wow, okay. So if Samoa can get a good win here, things turn around. At the end of the year, they'll have a gun side.
So you're saying if Parrish, the coach, goes?
Yes. So I think there's, with the Pacific Island teams and their like governance, there's always a bit stuff iffy going on. I know the Johns brothers put their hand up. But yeah, so Willie Mason was talking about how the players don't want Matt Parrish there. You know, I don't know to believe that or whatever. Mm. But Samoa, what's hot? They're going to absolutely belt
like
Cook
it.
Islands this weekend and onwards and upwards for the World Cup.
I like that. I think the World Cup is poised to be the best Rugby League World Cup ever based on the balance of the teams. What's not hot? All thanks to Fujitsu. The Australian ODI team lost 3 straight, Sock.
Yeah, that's really disappointing. They've got 2 tests as well coming up. They didn't have a great time of it in 2016 when they were there. That is ominous signs. A lot of injuries in that team. No excuse, though. That team should beat. They really are a young, inexperienced Sri Lankan team. But on the flip side, what's hot? I would say for Sri Lanka at the moment, going through the political unrest, the trouble that they're having, this is they are getting selling out packed stadiums. The team is playing with an extra leg and a lot of passion, and it's been good to see, even though we've been on the receiving end of some losses, seeing that team win.
And Colombo went out 8 ranking points in the livability city, it's been a really big week for Sri Lanka.
It has. Julia Morris finds herself on the what's not. I didn't see that at the Logies.
Fletcher's bombed hard on stage. Jeez, not funny.
Fletchy's office putting. We've got this probably 3 or 4 foot putting green here. Yeah. Mate, he putts. He should be left-handed the way he putts. Yeah. It is awful.
But have you seen his hands? Yeah. You watch him on TV. He looks like his fingers are running right angles. Yeah. I'm surprised he could grip a
Tom Shanks.
Yeah, Tom Shanks.
Jordan DeGoey. He's not hot. No, oh, he's pay packet anyway. There you go. 4 days weather forecast. When the temperature hits you, just get a Fujitsu as Australia's favourite air. Plenty more still to come. Canberra, 9 degrees, mostly cloudy. Auckland, where they're playing the big clash between Tonga and New Zealand, 14 degrees and showers.
Ooh.
Campbelltown, where you'll see Papua New Guinea take on Fiji. You'll also see the Cook Islands take on Samoa, 12 degrees and cloudy. And then Sunday, the big state of origin, Perth, 6 p.m., 20 degrees, partly cloudy. Oh, nice. The blues are coming for you Maroons. What's not hot, still no TV broadcaster for the Rugby League World Cup. I wasn't aware of that, Gavin. I'll tell you what, it's going to be an absolute beauty. You agree, Gibbo, it's poised to be the best World Cup we've ever had?
Oh, absolutely. I think a shame for it, though, it is going up against the Football World Cup.
Ah, right.
Which is going to be tough. But we haven't had International Rugby League for a very long time. And the way the rep round we have, I think all the teams are getting better, which is going to be good. But I think a lot of those Pacific Islander teams are going to get stronger and stronger as the years go on. What do you reckon, Sock?
Could you see, like, you know, we have the State of Origin, we have the World Cup. Could you see something along the lines of a Samoan Tonga sort of 3-game series that may be played? Is that something you could see in the future of the game, where you'd have that sort of tribalism and played in its own atmosphere outside of a World Cup?
Oh, absolutely. I think Andrew Webster was on the mornings program yesterday talking about a similar thing. But I know they had the Four Nations at the end of the year, but I'm not sure it's good for the game that Australia belts the living daylights out of other teams.
Yep.
Where, like, this weekend, I think the Cook Islands, it's tough for them. Mm. If England were in this weekend, all those games would be games like, okay, this could go either way.
Mm. Yep.
So the less of those games where Australia are playing France or things like that, I don't know how good that is for the international game. But, Joe, you've been watching the game for a long time. What do you think the international game's going towards?
Best it's ever been in because of the balance of that. I totally agree with you. Australia versus Samoa, Australia versus Tonga, Australia versus New Zealand, Australia versus England. Tick, 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 tick. England may be the team under the pump. I think these Pacific teams, Samoa, Tonga, etc., can go past them.
It's their time, right? Like, we've seen the numbers increase in the NRL in terms of players coming from with Pacific background coming into the NRL. I think it'd be great. Like, I was speaking to one of our friends at Stan, and they've got the rugby over July. There's a lot of international rugby going. So you've got 8 countries playing 3, like, there's 4 matchups. So you've got the All Blacks and Ireland, Wallabies, England, Springboks, Wales, Argentina, Scotland playing 3-game series. And then you've got the Pacific Nations Cup, where you've got Australia A and Samoa, Fiji and Tonga playing in a round robin thing. Like, that's great, right? Like, that's how, like, rugby, like, internationally, like, how we should be doing it. Technically, you've got sort of 2 tiers.
Yep.
Like, the second one, the Pacific one's more of a round robin. The other one's a best of 3 sort of series. Like, there's no reason why we can't do this at the end of the year.
Yeah, I like the end of the year. Like, I do like the end of the year.
We need to get into that mentality that we should be flooding the year. Like, you see it in the States with the NFL and the NBA. Like, we're now NBA fans, basketball fans, are looking at the draft. And then once the draft's done, it's free agency. There's summer league as well. Then there's preseason, and it doesn't finish. It does not finish. That's how they're making so much money. And that's where the NRL and International Rugby League need to get into cahoots and work this out. Free agency, International Rugby League, make it consistent. Just keep going. Just entertain people with rugby league. Buy into the league. And because there is a lull period, right, at the end of the year.
But there doesn't need to be. So cricket, when we sit down, we have our meeting with all the players and the stakeholders and CA come back, and that what they are trying to do, and we're pushing the female game, they want cricket to be 12 months, exactly like you're saying. So if you're not playing cricket, we've got a draft or an auction process. If we're not doing that, We've got all-star teams playing off at a different time. You want every bit or day on the calendar. The Women's Big Bash does so well because it occupies its own space on the calendar. It has no competition against it. And that's why women's game is rating so well. And these other leagues, like rugby league, are so far behind. Well, not so far. They are improving.
Yeah.
But you've got to be fighting for every day to the point where we're being told, be prepared to play on Christmas Day.
Is that right?
We're going to have a derby game against the Sydney Thunder and the Sydney Sixers in the morning. We'll play that so you can spend time with your family in the evening. And we'll have the Melbourne derby in the afternoon so they can do it, you know, vice versa. And we can have two games on Christmas Day. Be prepared. And personally, I don't like my family that much. I'm happy to play.
This is the Run Home with Joel and Fletch.